Legal experts have advised the individuals previously charged and convicted under the now nullified Computer Misuse Act and are unlikely to receive compensation, despite a recent landmark ruling by the Constitutional Court. On March 17, 2026, the Constitutional Court declared the Computer Misuse Act of 2022 and parts of the original 2011 law nully and void, citing that Parliament enacted the legislation in contravention of the Constitution. The ruling followed a petition filed by a coalition of civil society organizations, including Unwanted Witness Uganda, African Center for Media Excellence, and the Editors Guild, among others. Several individuals, including Malema Birizi, Stella Nyanzi, and Kakwenza Ruchirabashaija, had previously been affected by the law, raising expectations of possible compensation. However, according to Moses Bamulabire, Executive Director of Trinity Legal Aid Uganda, the principle of law does not operate retrospectively.
But other people, they're asking themselves, for us, we are arrested, how are we going to recover? Should we sue? We get damages because we are arrested and the law is not there. No. By that time, the law was existing. The law worked moving forward. The law doesn't work moving back. So when they've nullified the law, it doesn't mean that, again, whatever transpired before the law was nullified, again, it will be binding. No. Therefore, they are not supposed to get any compensation. The law worked moving forward.